John Husted defended Google's $43.5 million Ohio tax break. Now he's taken $69,750 from data center and utility interests. This article is by Dave Miller for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. United States Senator John Husted's campaign has accepted about $69,750 from political action committees and employees tied to the technology and power companies at the center of Ohio's data center fight, according to federal campaign finance filings covering the period through June 30. The money is a small fraction of what the Republican has raised. Husted's campaign reported $14.35 million in total receipts and $9.42 million in cash on hand at the end of June. The contributions traced to data center and utility interests amount to less than half of 1% of that. But the donations arrive as data centers have become one of the defining issues of Husted's race against Democrat Sherrod Brown, and as Husted's own record of recruiting those facilities to Ohio has become the subject of television advertising. Federal filings show corporate political action committees affiliated with Google, Amazon, Microsoft, and Oracle gave the campaign $16,000 combined. Employees and executives of Google, Microsoft, Meta, and Oracle contributed another $28,750, including two Oracle contributors who each gave $7,000, the maximum allowed for the primary and general elections combined. The filings list their occupations as the company's chief technology officer and founder, and its president and chief executive. Corporate PACs are funded by voluntary employee contributions rather than company treasuries. A further $25,000 came from the PACs of three electricity companies with direct exposure to data center growth: American Electric Power, Duke Energy, and Vistra. AEP's Ohio utility serves the Central Ohio Corridor, where much of the state's data center construction has concentrated. Husted has pushed ratepayer protections. Husted has also spent much of this year working on the ratepayer side of the issue. On Wednesday, March 4th, he joined President Donald Trump, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and technology executives at a White House roundtable promoting the administration's ratepayer protection pledge, which asks companies including Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, Oracle, OpenAI, and xAI to build, buy, or bring their own power supply for new artificial intelligence data centers. Quote, "In places like Ohio, this work matters. If America wants economic and national security dominance, we must lead in technology and AI to stay ahead of adversaries like China. But this innovation requires energy, and Ohio families are concerned about the impact on their own bills," Husted said in a statement released by his office. "Requiring companies to fund their own power protects working people from higher bills," he added. Husted told the Washington Examiner this month that siting decisions should stay local. "Data centers are, and should remain, a local decision. Every community has different priorities, and local leaders are best equipped to decide what's right for their residents," he said in a comment to the publication. He said many communities welcome the facilities for tax revenue and construction jobs, while others have legitimate questions and concerns, and those local decisions should be respected, end quote. A record that goes back to 2019. The advertising against Husted reaches back to his tenure as lieutenant governor. In November 2019, after Google secured a 15-year property tax abatement from New Albany and a 15-year state sales tax exemption estimated at $43.5 million for a Central Ohio data center, Husted defended the incentives and said the economic return would outweigh the cost. He said the investment would fuel the state's economy for years and give Ohio a case to make globally, adding that when the question is where the tech hub of the Midwest is, he believed the answer would be Columbus. He also said charging sales tax would have driven Google out of Ohio. Brown's campaign has built an advertisement around that history. The ad calls Husted, quote, "the face of data centers in Ohio," end quote. A characterization the ad attributes to the plain dealer, not to Brown himself, and says Husted cut tax deals and sped approvals while residents absorbed rising electricity costs. Quote, "John Husted, who's he really working for?" end quote, the narrator asks. Brown has separately called for Ohio to end its data center tax break altogether. The race. Husted and Brown meet on Tuesday, November 3rd, in a special election for the Senate seat previously held by Vice President J.D. Vance. Government Mike DeWine appointed Husted to the seat in early 2025. The Cook Political Report rates the contest a toss-up. Brown, who represented Ohio in the Senate for three terms, lost to Republican Bernie Moreno in 2024.